All right, let's get going with that. Melinda. Oh, the coffee. Okay. And Melinda, if you see people getting up and going to get coffee, please, yes, please, cream, lots of cream. Well, that's okay. I mean, they're paying attention, but they just need their coffee. So come forward, please.
Yes, I will.
Yes. Shh. Can we have some sound on the public mic? There it goes. Okay, Melinda.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Good. I wanted to thank everybody for being here today. It's been so exciting to get to finally see some faces behind the voices of the nice folks that I've been working with on national committees. I wanted to first start out by saying I'm really sorry that Carolyn Burden couldn't be with us today. I've really enjoyed working with her on this election committee. And as such, one of my first comments that I wanted to make, I know that they're going to take an additional 2 weeks to consider the work that we put into that, and I would like to urge you to consider the measures very carefully, because we spent a lot of hours in careful deliberation for a period of close to 3 weeks. And the last week, we spent several days in a row with long, tedious meetings where we went over everything carefully. So I really would like you to not take anything too lightly. Please read that source material. Thank you, Carol. That's cool. That's really great, and I appreciate that advice, Carol. See, that's why, and that's another person I must say is really cool, is Carol Spooner. She's great. I've really enjoyed working with everybody, and I'm still, and now I'm on another committee with this nice guy, Mark, over here, where we're working on evaluations, and I'm really looking forward to that because I've already learned a great deal on that as well. But I just wanted to remind everybody, we've got the best thing going on right now. We're living in a country where a lot of times you don't hear everything you need to know in order to be able to function well as an adult in a free society. And that's why we ought to stick out our chests with pride. And I think every single one of us has the right to feel like we're defending the First Amendment to the ultimates. And I know with KPFT, just keep an eye on us, okay?
Okay, thank you, Melinda.
I guarantee.
Thanks a lot. Just a reminder, 2 minutes, please. And Patty, you're timing people. Okay, thank you. Edwin Johnston, please.
I'd like to say I've been enjoying myself this weekend. Always good to see all you folks, whatever city it might be in. And I bought some copies of that newspaper I did, the Houston Radio Report, but not enough, so it's in great demand. But all you need to do is go to HoustonRadioReport.org and send me an email, and at no charge I'll mail you all 5 copies. It'll give you a real good background on the Pacific struggle. Circa 2001, but given the history of KPFT and Pacifica in general. So just drop me that, drop you online, and I'll make sure that I get that out to you. It'll be very helpful. So maybe I'll see you in the next city in September.
Okay, thank you. Don Rojas.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, colleagues of the PNB. Madam Chair, I'm respectfully requesting that the statement I'm about to read be duly noted in the official record of this Pacifica National Board meeting. Yesterday, the Secretary of WBAI's local station board read a report to the PNB on behalf of the Chair of the LSB that I, as General Manager of WBAI, found to be both inaccurate and offensive to the management and staff of our station. The tone and spirit of the report contravened the unity and collegiality that many of us on the staff are attempting to build with the members of our local board. My staff colleagues and I interpreted the Secretary's report as an unjustified public critique on those who labor hard each day to strengthen and advance WBAI and the Pacifica Network. Relations between the WBAI, LSB, and the staff has reached a crisis point. management and staff feel like they're under siege. Staff morale has plummeted. Many talented and committed senior staff throughout this network have resigned in recent months, and others, including myself, are seriously contemplating leaving Pacifica soon if the situation does not improve. The crisis in board-staff relations is not irreparable, but it needs to be addressed now before it gets completely out of control. These deteriorating relations require immediate mediation. There's too much heat and not enough light in our midst. We need to lower the temperature and lessen the tensions. We need to dialogue with each other in a candid and mutually respectful manner. There's far too much suspicion of each other's motives and intentions. We of the staff, Madam Chair, are not merely interested in protecting our jobs or defending our rights. We, the staff, share the same sense of responsibility as the boards do for the security and the general welfare of this precious resource, one of the few that the progressive movement in this country can call its own. I'll take one more minute, if with your pleasure.
All right.
We are as much stewards of Pacifica as you are. We do not accept the notion that the boards are overlords and the staff are underlings. We are all equal colleagues performing various functions and playing various roles on behalf of the progressive movement that Pacifica is a part of. To be sure, there are difficulties and challenges at WBAI, but adopting a confrontational posture against management and staff is not the effective way to address these challenges. Pacifica is not like any other nonprofit entity. Our mission and our vision of independent, democratic media dedicated to peace, cultural diversity, racial equality, and economic justice makes this organization truly unique. And that uniqueness demands of us all to shape a relationship between board and staff that reflects the high principles upon which this network was built. The entire progressive movement is looking curiously at Pacifica to see if the post-election dispensation results in yet another self-destructive Pacifica war, or if this institution can resolve its internal contradictions in a mature and sober manner. We have an opportunity now to enhance Pacifica's credibility and influence within the movement and across the nation. Let us not squander that opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Don.
Madam, can we move that?
No.
That
we have to vote.
Oh,
that.
Okay. All right.
I just move that we put that on the record, as long as Patty has an opportunity to. Put in her statement on the record also.
Yes. You're out of order.
Is there a second to that motion?
You know, when we're asked to put something in the record, we have to agree to put it in the record. I think we should put it in the record. I think that we should just simply put it in the record along with the written statement from the secretary that he was responding to. That's the motion.
Madam Chairman, this is public comment, isn't it?
It
seems inappropriate to me that motions would be made during public comment. This is the public's opportunity to voice.
Well, without objection, can we agree that we will put it in the public record as along with the other...
The secretary's report.
Yes. Can we agree to Carol's motion? Without objection?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. So it will be into the record, Don. All right, Steve Brown.
Hello. I Steve Brown from New York. I'm also a member of the LSB. I must say I was quite moved by Don Rojas's speech. It was beautifully worded, and I agree with every word in it, except for the fact that it does not really have anything to do with WBAI and does not address the situation at WBAI. The relationship between the LSB and the staff is quite good. We go down there, we talk with the staff, and we do not see the disharmony that he speaks of. There are three longtime senior members of staff and management who have, I don't know how to say this, have bad relations with the LSB and have been at odds with it for some time. And they have the ear of Don Rojas, who is open to all who talk to him. And I feel that so far we've been making great progress with the staff and with management and with Don. And although I agree that there should be no warfare between the LSB and the staff in general, and there is not, there is a matter of addressing long-term influences at the station, and Don Rojas is a fairly new general manager, of which he might not be aware or possibly able to oversee in terms of the minute operations and instances. This is a lead-in to what my real point was, and that the Election Review Committee had made some recommendations, and they were basically tabled. I hope the board will consider them very carefully, because they deal with ongoing problems at WBAI involving corruption of the election lists, refusal to register certain volunteers as being legitimate voters. Lists have disappeared, and I hope the board will not redo the work of the Election Committee. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Ted Weisko.
Members of the board, members of the staff, this is not a time for shucking and jiving. Yesterday, during both the general manager and board chair reports regarding the issue of collaboration, I heard too much smoke and mirrors. I assume this was done from the LSB chair's perspective because it's easier to get things from management with honey than with vinegar. As an institution, regarding policy versus day-to-day operations, we are entering uncharted waters, and this process is tearing us apart. Considering the world situation, the role the U.S. plays in it, and the potential for good that can come from Pacifica, we must resolve this turf battle. Long term, this board can influence change, but right now and on a daily basis, because the buck stops with them, this leadership must come from the executive director and the CFO. As I think you all know, there is too much talent on our local station boards and committees to waste or underutilize it. By the September meeting, by actions that begin now, I hope we will all see many clear examples of collaboration and an end to the shucking and jiving. And I would like to say that I was told that my comments that were submitted to you on Friday, as well as ones that I will email to the secretary, as well as these, that they will be submitted in the record. Was I misled?
I have a point of information. I all through the meeting this weekend, whenever someone requested that an item be entered in the record, I said that it would be.
I have an objection to some of the terminology used there, among other things, and I have an issue with that.
Well, my question is, anything prior to this moment that I inform people that would be entered into the record, will it be entered? Shall I be entering these things into the record or not? Or maybe we need a motion, or the chair can clarify yours.
Carol.
Point of information. Robert's rule says that statements brought to the board do not go into the record unless the person requests they go into the record and the board agrees to put them in the record. So I don't have I don't recall the statements, but I think there are issues about potential slander and things like that that we don't want to publish in our official minutes. So every request to put something into the record should be considered individually. And I have no objection to what I just heard, but we also need to keep our minutes at to a limited size.
All right. With no objection, we're going to move on. Cedric, Amy, something like that? Oh, there you are.
That's Cedric Harriman.
Ari.
Thank
okay.
you. It's my pleasure and my privilege to address the Pacifica Board. I'm a volunteer here at the local station, KPFT. Let me start off by saying that I'm not here simply to add to a list of problems, but I want to start off with a solution. And the main solution is that KPFT and Pacifica simply needs to live up to its mandate and its mission, to be inclusive of a diverse community. It's really just that simple. Here locally, there needs to be not simply a verbal commitment, but an active attempt by the local board, the management, and the staff to truly include our diverse community here in Houston and to share power. Democracy is about sharing power, not excluding power to a part of the democratic governing, specifically the governing group that we vote for to represent us. That's not happening. I don't see it happening here in Houston. There is an open door policy here. It feels very comfortable at the station. You can walk into the door. The operations manager's office is open. You can talk to them personally. But in my experience, I have not experienced open heart or open attitude to including the diverse community. I can tell you specifically, that was an incident that involved myself and some workers at the station. We were getting ready to do a live remote, and we stopped off from a local college. We were dropping off a tape to be played, and already it had been settled that the live remote was going to be going from one time period, beginning and ending. When we got to the station, there were some people there on the staff talking about, well, you know, DJ so-and-so is coming on, and he's going to preempt the program. And this type of political foolishness, because we got to the station and the remote was done, it was said that Otis and Dwayne had said that DJ Sun was going to preempt the program. We got to TSU. Otis hadn't said that it was going to the program was going to preempt it. Let me end by saying we just need to live up to the mandate of Pacifica, include everyone.
Okay, thank you, Cedric. Willie Thompson.
Thank you again to all the board members for your presence here and for receiving my several messages. I'd just like to repeat briefly in summary form the kind of statements I've attempted to make here today, perhaps in a different form. I want to ask a question of you and ask you to ask your question and ask yourself the question, what will be the intended and unintended outcome of the chaotic relations at many local stations? Who is accountable for monitoring and correcting these conditions? I believe that station governance, station operations, and station growth may be paralyzed completely if something isn't done about this situation. There are a couple other things I'd like to not just remind you of, but I'd like to call your attention to the strong support and commendation that I gave to this board and to Pacifica for its excellent coverage of the question of Haiti, which is a very serious issue, one of the more serious, as I talked to one of the KPFT program directors this morning, one of the more serious issues in our continent. And I'd like to call your attention to that again and hope that you will do something about it. Finally, something that is extremely important to me is the question of inclusion. I have spoken to some of the people who made presentations on inclusion here, and this issue is at some difficulty. It is so difficult at KPFA now for my own personal perceptions, which I've mostly kept to myself. But I sense that among the new people newly elected to the board, there is not the understanding and the consciousness of the struggles for civil rights and diversity that has taken place over the past 50 years, beginning with the death of Emmett Till and the civil rights movement. There is no consciousness, and so therefore, people do not bring to this issue the intensity that it requires based on the long history of struggle to achieve some diversity in the society. And I think that someone needs to give you a report on our readiness to seriously undertake this very vital issue. And finally, I'd just like to commend especially the black people of Houston and their excellent shrine of the Black Madonna that has accommodated many of us here. And I hope that next time you come, that you will have an opportunity to see this excellent facility and to partake of their hospitality.
Thank you, Willie. Akua Holt.
Good morning to the entire board and visitors here in Houston. I'm exhausted, and Gerald Sanders is responsible for that. Alone. you guys are going to have to cut a separate check. You incurred another bill here. But basically, I want to talk about, Derek Bell wrote a new book, and it's called Silent Covenant. And I really encourage you to read that book. Reading some of the pages in that book, I'm thinking to myself, is there a silent covenant among the governing board of Pacifica, among the management of Pacifica, among the staff, the many staffs that we have throughout the network to control programming, to control the board election, to control the economics of Pacifica to the point that it excludes the voices of people of color? That is a question that I pose to you today. A brief history. When the lawsuit settlement happened in our community, Ron Wilkins worked so diligently in California, he wanted us to know that there was a lawsuit settlement. Many of the people in our community were so disconnected from Pacifica because if you stepped on the porch or you came anywhere near, they called the police and you were arrested. Garland Ganter. I hear everything about Eutrice Lee, but no one talks about Garland Ganter, the man that was responsible for the SWAT teams that went around the country and arrested people. His name is not mentioned. Silent Covenant. I keep putting that word out there, Silent Covenant. Still today, we have 24 board members. Only three are people of color. That is an embarrassment, not only to me, but to the entire Pacifica Foundation in this community, where Texas is killing more black men than any other state, any other country, in the entire world. And Sister Njeri is going to talk about a little bit about that. We need that kind of coverage, not just here in Houston, but around the network. And I'm wondering, maybe you guys aren't feeling the pressure that we feel living in the South, living in Bush country, but we really need some support in that area. Lastly, my question is, Silent Covenant, again, should board members, should staff be a part of electronic lynching? By that, I mean taking people's names, taking their emails, and attacking people throughout the network. Should that be a practice of a board member? We have board members that have participated in that in Houston, and it should not be allowed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Akua. Bokeem and Jerry.
Could we get the name, the author of that silent poem?
All right, quiet, please.
My name is Bokeem Nyeri. I serve as the outreach coordinator at WBAI. I'm going to make a statement, short statement, and then I'm going to read a statement from the program director at WBAI that he wants entered into the record. And so my short statement is that Steve Brown made a statement telling you, disputing what the general manager said. And I want to tell you that for those of us who grew up on Walt Disney, there was, of all of the little texts that he had, there was one place that he took us was Fantasyland. So anyway, This statement is from Bernard White, the program director at WBAI, and it's a statement to the members of the PNB. First of all, the best of wishes to those directors and staff gathered at the Houston meeting of the Pacifica National Board in its continuing attempts to bring back fiscal and programmatic sanity to the Pacifica Foundation. I am sorry that I can't be with you today because I am at the station working diligently with our staff to meet our monetary and programmatic obligations in this hostile and challenging media climate. Unfortunately, in my addressing you today, I take on the role of the bearer of disturbing news. My news involves charges of slander, character assassination, and racism in the manner in which some members of our local station board interpret and execute what they perceive to be their duties and responsibilities. I have documents that emanate from members of the board that more than substantiate my claim. Because these inflammatory documents were sent across the country to listeners, supporters, and national board members, I assume that many of you have had the opportunity to read one or two of them yourselves. What is most disturbing about these documents is the fact of their irrationality, condescending tone, and overtly racist characterizations of reality. What is equally disturbing is the fact that no one has demanded that the perpetrators desist with this pattern and practice. This behavior must cease immediately. Pacifica should not provide a safe haven for racist, homophobic, or sexist behavior of any type. There should be no exception given to those who violate these founding precepts. Because so many of these documents have been widely circulated, I am demanding a public apology and an email sent to all of those who received these slanderous documents notifying them of their falsehood. The last paragraph. Finally, we as an independent progressive media organization will not be able to successfully negotiate the challenges that we face in this new millennium if we continue to sanction the colonial mentality and behavior of the past. Slanderous accusations that have been made against WBAI's program director and the staff are totally baseless and without foundation. Not one iota of proof or documentation has been offered or requested. Any pursued agenda that utilizes these tactics... I'm through. This is the last one. Any pursued agenda that utilizes these tactics must be eradicated from this organization. I am willing to submit to this body the documents that will unequivocally establish the falsity of the accusations against me and members of the staff. And you will get this each one of you will get this statement and the proof.
All right. Thanks, Bucky.
At the request of Mr. White, I move to enter the statement into the record.
Second. Is there objection? All right. Let's go on, Muntu. Okay, thanks. Just in the interest of time, appreciate it. Nijeri Shakur?
Good morning. I have been so excited and charged by the people I've met and the things I've heard and learned, and I welcome you all to the Dirty South. But let me advise you that being in this hotel in this part of town, you're actually in Freedman's Town. But it has been captured. I am an expatriated resident of Freedman's Town, put out of my community by the Houston Police, the Harris County Police, and a judge who summarily evicted an entire community rather than see us revitalize our homes. I am also a member of the National Black United Front. I say that proudly because the Black United Front has been at the forefront of the struggles of disadvantaged people, particularly those Africans, but disadvantaged people in this city. When we were ousted from Allen Parkway Village, MBUF was there. When James Byrd was lynched, hanged, drugged to his death and decapitated, MBUF was there. When Gary Graham, whom rose to be Shaka Sankofa, was wrongfully sentenced, wrongfully imprisoned, brutalized for 19 years, and executed. M. Buff was there every step of the way fighting. What I am saying to you is that the United States is making a turn with which she has no plans to take the disadvantaged, particularly Africans. The drums have to herald what is happening. The voices have to be heard. The people in the communities like mine have to learn what is happening, how they can empower and strengthen themselves. M. Buff does that very effectively. But there has to be, the airways have to belong to the people as well. We're fighting to preserve our lives, not to at some points, we're not even improving the quality of our lives. We're struggling to live at all. Pacifica has to be the voice of the people in our communities.
Thank you, Nigel. Dolores Watson.
I'm Dolores Watson. That's a tough act to follow. Thank you so much for coming on National Board. I'm a classroom teacher, and I teach children to be involved in their community. I must say that it would be advantageous to get new, innovative program planning and to promote the diverse teenage community. Just really simple. So that's all I'd like to say, that we need to be more involved and conscious of what's needed with children and teenagers.
Thank you, Dolores. Fahima Sek.
Good morning, Madam Chair and Board. I was going to come up today to speak about the issue of diversity and some of the problems throughout the network. I was on the local station board in Washington, D.C., and also on the Diversity Language Subcommittee, and I was basically going to speak to that issue, but I think my comments with respect to the WBAI local station board is relevant, you know, to the issue I was originally going to come up here and talk to you about. You know, I went to my very first local station board meeting about 3 weeks ago, and we've had the election for several months. I went to one subcommittee meeting, and because I wanted to stay away from all of the accusations, all of these emails, this poisonous environment, the character assassination. Let me just say this. The local station board in New York City, I've been in, we've had fund drive for 2.5 weeks. And I haven't been there morning, night, and noon, but I haven't seen one of these people, not one of these people on the telephone taking telephone calls. I don't know whether or not there's an effort to raise funds for this station. I mean, I keep hearing people talking about the fiscal crisis and how WBAI is in trouble. But if you are concerned, then why aren't you there doing something other than trying to destroy the fund drive, you know? You know, I saw an article in the Nation magazine offering people a 6-month trial membership to WBAI for $25, which the bylaws provides for people who are students, unemployed, going through economic times that want to contribute to the station. But I saw an ad in the Nation magazine saying, join WBAI for $25 and you will get the Gore Vidal premium, which we are offering in the pledge drive for $100. Someone on the local station board is providing a $100 premium, which consequently takes money away from the efforts that we're using to raise funding. Okay, and I think I haven't seen anything this board has done to raise money for the station. There has been nothing but a poisonous environment, character assassination, and I'm sorry, it's racist. It is racist. People continue, as they're on all of these listservs saying things like saying the station is entirely too black, saying we're losing listeners because of a fear of a black planet, if you will. We have every right to be here in this network. We helped to gain the station back, and we're going to be here, we're going to be at the table, and we're going to be part of this network.
Thank you.
Ken Freeland.
Madam Chair and Board, the woman who wrote yesterday after my report to an attempt to rebut it, by her own admission, was responsible for one of the breaches in the governance of KPFT's LSB, denying members the right to amend motions put before them. She initiated it. So her rebuttal should be taken in that context. I'm asking that the report that I sent to you all earlier, detailing the various significant breaches in our governance, be put into the record. I have a copy of it here digitally for the Secretary's convenience. So I ask that that be put into the record. I also ask that the record include documentation of the following claim. On January 13th, I handed Dwayne Bradley a code of conduct violation complaint in accordance with the policies of KPFT. By April 2nd, I still had heard nothing back from Mr. Bradley, so I sent him a registered letter, which he signed for on the April 2nd, asking him to respond. He did not. I sent a letter to, or an email message to Executive Director Coughlin. He did not respond to that. I sent him a certified letter on May 19th, which was signed for, and I received no response. My efforts to resolve this through my PNB representative, Teresa Allen, have also been futile. I therefore request that this matter be considered by the Governance Committee because, in my opinion, KPFT's Code of Conduct, which is on our website in Spanish and in English, is a fraud. We are not enforcing it, and it needs to be corrected. So I would ask that that documentation also be put into the record.
Somebody want to respond to Ken?
I move to put it in the record.
Is there any objection? Any objection?
Is what's on the CD also being included? Because I'd like to see what we're including.
I can understand that. I didn't have an opportunity to print it up. But what is on the CD is, in terms of this code of conduct, is my letter to Dwayne Bradley, my letter to Dan Coughlin, a copy of the original code of conduct violation, and the copy of the certification letter proofs. That's it. And my own little statement, which you can decide on your own whether or not belongs in there, okay?
Chair,
that's all that's on there.
I object to reading all of that in the record if it creates liability. If there's anything in there that our placing in the public record our knowing creates liability, it would be inappropriate.
All right. Thank you, Ken.
So what was the answer? Is it going to be
included? No.
It is not going to be included in the record.
There's only one objection. I
all right. Would you like to vote?
Yes.
All right. How many people are in favor of putting Mr. Freeland's stuff into the record, statement into the record? One, two, three. I'm sorry, I've got to stand up. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. You were in favor? Opposed? One, two, three, four, five, six. All right, it'll be in the record.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Greg Gieselman. And Serene, you're going to be next.
Yes, my own soapbox, Madam Chair. I understand reasonableness is broken out this morning, so that's the topic of my little talk. Anyway, this right here is the amount of space that the ballots from two elections in Houston will take up. I understand that the Election Review Committee is about to report out a 37-page document. I do not doubt that that's going to be a page-turner. But in there should be some acknowledgement of reasonableness. I know that you guys don't want to keep ballots forever, but for 3 or 4 or 5 years, at some point, don't tell me that in a country that's 3,500 miles from Boston to Berkeley, we can't find space to keep a few of these boxes. This will keep the ballots for two elections at KPFT. And here's why it's relevant. There are distinguished people here in Houston, Diallo Kantambu, 20 years in our activist community. He has serious doubts about the propriety of the results of the election, but he's too much of a gentleman to say that. Marianne Martinez, a delightful lady. She, too, has serious doubts about whether or not we did the election correctly. Nobody's asking that the current board be set aside, but merely that the recognition that mistakes could be made. You can't swing a dead cat in this network without hitting Greg Palast giving a speech about what happened in Florida. So why can't we turn our own concern about Florida on ourselves?
Thank you, Greg.
Okay, next. Yesterday, Lonnie Davis tried to... pardon me, Lonnie Hicks. Thinking of another Lonnie. Lonnie Hicks tried to tell us, just be aware that the concerns that I'm citing are reasonable. For example, he said, we need to get away from paying a lot of rent in New York. Think about that not for 1 month or 1 year. Think about it for 10 years. For $3.5 million, you can have a fantasy a pied-à-terre in Manhattan, right? Monsieur Le Ferré, ça n'est pas? That's what Lonnie was saying. And when he brought up such things as endowment and people as distinguished as Ambrose Lane and Sam Kateka tried to second that and say, let's talk about it, at least let us hear about it, somebody acted as if everybody, at least over on this end of the room, acted as if somebody had put a basket of snakes on the table.
Time, Greg.
Reasonableness. Just be reasonable.
Thank you. Serene. And then Patty, then Kurt, then Jane.
Actually, I was just above Jane. How did I move in the list?
Because she wanted to be last.
Right, and I wanted to be second to last, which is why.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Serene,
so I'll wait.
That's fine.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. Somebody else wanted to be second to last, too. I think there's a big competition for second to last. Stacy doesn't. Okay, Patty. And then Stacy. Anyone can sign up for the public comment.
Hi, I'm Patty Heffley. I'm a listener activist since 1996 in the struggle to save Pacifica. I am also the secretary of the local station board of WBAI, elected by some people. Information wants to be free, and hopefully they're based on facts. It's an important time for us in New York City with the Republican National Convention coming, and it's an important time for WBAI also in New York City with the Republican National Convention coming and a possible collaboration with the Independent Media Center, which is a long time coming. This is a possible contractual collaboration. The events of the summer and the political climate will bring more attention and increased scrutiny to WBAI. It has come to my attention, as well as other members of the local station board, that the general manager is considering a leave of absence for possibly 1 to 3 months this summer. We would like to know and want to know the plans that would be to fill the general manager role and feel the local station board should have a voice in this decision, since the bylaws give the local station board the power to select candidates for the general manager. We hope that even a temporary replacement will have ours and the staff's input. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Stacy?
Hi, I want to first of all, you know, welcome you all here, and I'm not the type of person that was really born with a lot of patience, but, you know, I mean, I want everything to have happened yesterday, but I understand that it takes time, and I appreciate what y'all are doing to make those things happen. Just wanted to, a couple of concerns. One thing is I think you know it's not your responsibility to monitor the internet. You know, y'all have enough to do. And I know a lot of people are calling for that. What I think it is your responsibility to do, or what I'd like to see happen at the Pacifica stations, I heard a lot of people get up and talk about, you know, inclusion and getting people into the network. And it seems like an important way to do that is to make sure that people that come up with good ideas are empowered to see those out. You know, I mean, they're encouraged by the station management and the boards to find a way to let these programs grow. You know, somebody got up and said they were a school teacher and they want to see high school students getting involved. If somebody's got an idea like that, then they, you know, it's a volunteer say. I mean, our station doesn't have as much money as a lot of them. And those little programs like that have to be fostered and encouraged, and those volunteers that want to do that, you know, that's kind of where the magic happens. So also there has to be a way to evaluate whether or not the general managers are doing that, whether or not they're taking these people that are coming up and saying, I've got this idea, can we do this, and not going, well, go ahead and do it. You know, they have to find a way to bring those people in and let those kind of grassroots ideas happen. So if that could figure out its way into the systematic evaluation of management, maybe that could help something.
Okay. All right, thank you, Stacey. Scooter.
Hi. I'm a little tired, too, but Gerald didn't have anything to do with it. I want to go over a few things that have been talked about this weekend. Arbitron ratings. You need to be very careful with that instrument. It's a commercial instrument, and it basically targets 20 to 40-year-old white males on purpose. That's the people with the buying power. So you have to be really careful if you're going to use that as an instrument. So you need to take that with a grain of salt. Somebody was talking about, I think Lonnie, you brought up that Air America was cutting into our turf. I'm telling you, man, if we can't compete with Randy Rhodes, man, that's we're in a. Are we in the air? Yeah. Anyway, we are.
Don't swear, please.
Stream, okay, then we're a sorry ass state of affairs, man. Because okay.
Go ahead, please.
And basically, there's people at all of our stations: Robert Knight, David Dozier, Janet Coleman, Uncle Bob Young at KPFK. That write way better political satire than Al Franken. So, you know, if they're cutting into our turf, we need to take a good long look at our programming. So, let me see. Dwayne brought up that some of us want to move Democracy Now! Into drive time. And we do. The issue is basically that we have BBC in the morning, and some of us feel that it's lying state propaganda warmongering, much like CNN. Which is not very accurate. It's not a bad show, but I mean they lie, and they lie on the air, and we're spreading lies. And so we have 2 hours of music and an hour of BBC in the drive time, and so we feel that it's an honest difference of opinion. It's, you know, we're not militant about it, but you know that's why we're working on it. And it's a pleasure to meet all these great people this weekend.
Thank you.
This democracy shit was working.
Okay. Deb Shafto, Serene Roberts, and Jane Jackson, and then we will be ending our public comment period. And if somebody could move that away so Jane has access or some, or I guess we could just take her the, yeah.
I'll move it when I'm finished. I just want to, and I do want this on the record as well. The Governance Committee has met, I think, 6 or 7 times since we formed a new board. We have been working our buns off. One of the things that's been on the agenda for last two meetings and is on the agenda again for the next meeting is the code of conduct complaints. I think that this has been in progress since the new board took over, and Dwayne is handing that complaint of Ken's over to us for handling, and I think that's how we're going to be handling it from now on. Of course, it has to go to the LSB for approval before we do that, but that's the new method, and is that for that reason that the complaint has not been handled already? And it will be handled promptly.
Thank you, Deb.
Point of order?
Yes?
We can't add to the record unless it's written, am I right?
Okay.
I don't want that to go away. So
all right,
if
thanks.
You want it in the record, and then I guess we still have to vote according to what Carol said earlier.
Email it to me.
Okay.
I move to enter Deb Shafto's statement into the record.
Is there objection?
Carol, can I move one of those, please?
I'm sorry. I just tried to move us forward.
I moved that week.
All right. Is there any objection? Any objection? No. All right. Sorry, Serene. Go ahead, please.
Hi. A couple of quick points. If there are any unpaid staff people listening or paid staff people listening, the email address for the unpaid staff organizing committee at WBAI is usoc@wbai.org. We'd love to hear from you. There have been a number of email blasts by board members in New York, Steve Brown in particular, that individual members have approached me and said are unsolicited, that they don't know how he got the email addresses. So I know we're all concerned about protection of the list, and there have been charges that other people have infiltrated the list, charges coming from one faction to another faction, but it does appear that someone has ways of obtaining email addresses that they weren't given and will not desist from sending email even when requested. So we should try to find a way to address that. I have a statement. I'm going to read really fast because 2 minutes goes. None of that counts, right, because that was public information.
Oh, is that how it works?
Here's a very quick statement. I'll start at the top. Okay. We've been meeting the WBI LSB. I'm a member of the LSB. I'm a staff member. We've been meeting about every 3 weeks. We're now moving into monthly meetings. If you're listening, we have a meeting this coming Thursday in New Jersey. We're also planning a general town hall meeting and hoping to schedule an election sort of hearing, healing, venting session so we can hear some of the complaints and let people know about the structures that we're putting in place to try to address them this time around. Among the tasks for our COI, our Committee of Inclusion, is the task to review the diversity of our own LSB committees, because I think someone might have made the point that we seem to have difficulty looking inward at Pacifica. Okay, I want to share my view that the era that we're in is not the era of the listeners, whatever that means. I hate people who use those terms. As the listeners they've communicated with are, in fact, the listeners. It's not the era of the listeners controlling the station, but it's an opportunity for staff, listeners, and management to work together collaboratively and I keep saying this at meetings, and I get funny looks, with mutual respect. Okay, if we don't have that, we don't have anything. I'm glad that that's not possible.
Just try to wrap up, Serene.
I'm glad that the end product of the PNB's Election Review Committee meeting was not voted on this weekend, because there are some serious flaws in the policies that are suggested. The National Election Supervisor, who is once again a male from the Center for Voting and Democracy, needs to have power to get certain things done at the station. They do not need, quote, absolute authority to direct all staff to do anything that they deem necessary. This is dangerous language, regardless of who we're talking about. We do not need to have our membership list owned by either the National Election Supervisor or the local election supervisor. They need to have non-transportable access to vet the list. They do not need to own copies of the list. We live in strange times. I don't want my name and address on anybody's home computer, okay? I just want to say, and there's more,
but I'll
wrap it up.
Thank you.
I'll be sending further comments about the Election Review Committee's work. But I want to say that in addition to your personal lives, I realize that you're doing work on your local boards, and you're doing work here nationally. I want to thank you for your time and for your good intentions. How many timekeepers do we have?
Please.
For your good intentions. I want you to watch the tone of the information that is being presented to you, read the implications, and read the fine print of everything. Thanks.
Thanks, Jane. Jane.
Thank you and good morning. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jane Jackson. I'm a member of the KPFA Station Board and an original Pacifica listener, 55 years. In New York, I commented that I was getting tired of hearing about Mr. Coughlin's race, gender, and place of origin, and that I would hold him responsible for his behavior, which is what I'm doing. Yes, I'm a white and rooted in the ruling class person, but my heart and soul are with the denied equal justice. Committees of inclusion, of which I am a member, must include people with ADA certifiable disabilities who believe they have an equal right to full participation, as our hard-fought-for rights provide, and are being either ignored or diminished as I speak. That must change, and I hope all COIs outreach to people with a variety of disabilities of all races and nationalities. I'm also concerned about the economic and the connected, not connected, divisions that are growing within Pacifica. On air in Houston, I've heard no phone numbers offered for additional information, only websites and web addresses. Many people listening via radio do have access to a phone, often a cell, more often than a computer, to access that desired information regarding an announced event in a reasonable period of time. For the record, very, very few are ever announced as wheelchair accessible, and never when they are not, including the left out, the locked in, and all of us on the low end of the success ladder and economic ladder are all part of Lou Hill's dream for Pacifica. Never have we needed to heed his vision more than now in this time of war and erosion of our human and civil rights. I look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. And thank you to all of you for your comments.
Madam Chair, there's an urgent matter.
Yes, Dave.
There was an urgent matter given the claims of one of our personnel about their treatment that I think needs to be addressed immediately by the board. We don't obviously have time to do it here, nor do I think we should be creating additional committees. So I'd like the allegations made by by Bernard White to be referred to the coordinating committee to discuss with the executive director how they're going to be addressed. And I'd also like, since I'm concerned that it came before the board in this manner, to refer to the governance committee the question of how personnel, when they have concerns like this, to bring it to the board.
Second.
I'll get to that.
Point of order?
Yes.
There's a board staff relations committee that seems to fall under even more so than coordinating and governance. I mean, I understand that coordinating and governance set policy, but it seems like it's a board staff issue.
I think you meant that was a point of information and a question.
Sorry.
The reason for not feeling that is that the board staff relations committee is about how those relations are going. This is a matter that creates legal liability for the foundation, and I think that it needs to be assigned. It may very well be assigned. Excuse me, I have
Mark,
the floor.
Mark, you're out of order.
It may very well be assigned by the coordinating committee to that committee to handle.
Would you like to speak?
I'm just saying that we have an agenda to follow, and I'm tired of these long speeches. Let's follow the program that we have and not interject every time we have a concept. Otherwise, we'll never get through this thing.
All right. Well, what has happened is, though, now we have a motion on the floor that has been seconded. If there is no objection, I would like to put this down into a later part of the agenda and move the agenda right now.
As long as we get to it, because I do believe it has created liability for the foundation.
Okay, I appreciate your point.
Meeting.
Thank you. Wendy?
I just wanted to ask Ken Freeland a question. Is the CD that you're submitting to the record, does this include your code of conduct complaint and all the text from it? So you're bypassing the general manager process and bringing your code of conduct complaint to the board.
Okay, please. All right. I'm sorry, Wendy.
I'll explain it to her.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Madam Chair,
sorry.
There's also a request to read into the record Ted Weisgall's comments, a written report of Friday.
All right. We're going to deal with those issues later.